Welcome to the magical journey of Goddess Chrissy Marie. I am Goddess Chrissy Marie. I hope and trust all is well on your side of the globe. So last year, for the most part of last year, I was casually looking for another job. And towards the end of last year, November 2023, some circumstances changed and I realized I needed to find another job. Okay. So I was doing a lot of applications and I wasn't really getting too many interviews. Okay. So then I end up getting this real good, amazing job opportunity. And let me tell y'all, I literally wrote down on a paper exactly what I wanted in the job, the pay, the hours, the benefits, the energy and the ethos of the company. I wrote down everything that I wanted. And this particular job opportunity was exactly what I wanted. Okay. I had an interview with the hiring manager. I had an interview with two of the supervisors for that department. And then also I had an interview with the department, the person that's over the department, right? So after that, they sent me the information to do a reference. And typically, once you get the reference, you get the job, okay? So after I got my references, they did what they needed to do, I was super excited and I started telling people, you know, I have this new job. I was telling them about the opportunity. I was super, super happy. I mean, I was elated. I was over the moon. Then January 2024 came and unfortunately, I can laugh now, but trust me, last month I was not laughing. I got the email stating that I didn't get the position. And when I tell y'all, I was so hurt. I was crying. I was sad. I mean, 2024 was a very, I'm sorry, January 2024 was a very emotional month for me. And I just did not understand why, because, you know, I wrote down exactly what I wanted. The job was exactly what I wanted. Okay. You know, I was visualizing, I was affirming, I was just doing everything. And as I look back, and I was thinking about this morning, that's why I wanted to do this podcast. I was thinking about what was the thing that changed my circumstances. And what I realized is when I was visualizing, the scene I was actually using was a scene of me getting up, because I work from home, getting up, going to the gym, and then starting my day. For some reason, I did not get the feeling like it was complete. And I kept doing the visualization, right? So anyway, fast forward to 2 weeks ago. I remember something within me just shifted and changed. And I realized that I needed to stop crying, feeling sad, feeling shame. And I need to change my energy. And also I knew I needed to change something within my inner world. I knew I needed a shift. And that's the thing I want to talk about today. Whenever you are manifesting or trying to shift to a new timeline, you have to change your inner world. If you're still in a state as if you don't have it, you will not have it. And granted, like I said, last month, I was sad. I was crying. I was upset. I was feeling shame. But I realized coming into February 2024, I knew I had it to change the energy. So one night I was up and I said, what scene could I change to that will get me into the feeling that I have the job? So I got the idea of going to LinkedIn, typing in that I got a new job with this particular company. Because what I had did recently was I had updated my LinkedIn profile. And so something told me to just visualize that I'm on LinkedIn and I'm stating that I got hired for this position. So I did that. And then also I took it a step further. I went to ChatGPT And I, because you know you can go to ChatGPT to write posts. So I just typed in ChatGPT, write a post that I got a new position with XYZ company. And that's what I did. And so what I did was I just kept going back into that scene. I kept going back into that scene. So anyway, one day when I was feeling low, I had finished crying. And then I received an email from this woman stating that she liked my resume and my experience. And then we set up an interview. I had an interview with her. And then I had an interview with another woman for that department. And the interview actually went pretty good. It was amazing. It was a real good interview. So after I had the interview, I just kept visualizing that the hiring manager would call me back and say, hey, I have a position for you. So that was the last interview was Wednesday of last week. And guess what? She called me back Thursday of this week to tell me I have the position. And, you know, I did my background check and everything to get the job, have my offer letter. So now I have a position and I'm super happy. And I just wanted to come on here and encourage others that are in the job market. You know, don't give up. Don't listen to the world of Caesar. Don't listen to what the economists say. Don't listen to what people say about the job market. Remember, we are not supposed to live like the quote unquote world. We're not supposed to live like the world of Caesar. We're supposed to go into our inner world, in our imagination, and give ourselves what we want. And we have to keep going back to that scene over and over again. And let me tell you this again. If there is a scene that you're doing and you're not feeling any relief, then that's not the scene for you. And I notice a lot of people, sometimes they like to use the exact scene that Neville Goddard used. Now, granted, I highly respect Neville Goddard. I love his teachings. They have definitely helped me, along with others such as Reverend Ike. However, your imaginary scene has to be unique for you. Of course, in the 50s and 60s, Neville was not going to tell people to go to LinkedIn. LinkedIn did not exist. So what I'm saying is you have to find a scene that's unique to you, that feels good in your mind, your body, and soul, that can shift your inner state. Okay. And like I said before, that's what I feel what my problem was. I kept for the past couple months using the same rinky dinky scene, and it wasn't evoking a shift in my inner world. But like I said, once I updated my LinkedIn profile, I just got the idea to visualize that I'm typing a scene. And I also got the inspiration to create on ChatGPT a post stating that I got the job. And that's what I needed to shift within. So find a scene that inspires you, that feels good. And then once you find that scene, keep going back to that scene over and over again. And then eventually you're going to feel relaxed. Because honestly, when she called me, I was just doing something on my computer and I was just relaxed. I was okay. And she called me and was like, hi, you know, this is blah, blah with company XYZ. We want to offer you a position. And there it goes. I received a call that I've been visualizing that I was going to receive. And I'm not going to sit here and say that it's always easy. Sometimes when you have limiting beliefs, or you don't think you're good enough, or if you're listening to the economists, or you're listening to negative Nancy's, that's another thing too. I was on social media a lot too. And I realized just that I had so many different just thought forms, negative thought forms, and I had to get off. I mean, anyone that knows me knows recently I haven't really been on social media too much because I wanted to make sure that I am filling my inner world with positivity. So I was listening to Florence Scovershin. I was listening to Reverend Ike. Also, I was listening to Marfic Fields. Okay. And if you don't know what those are, and this is just my definition, basically it could be affirmations or beats or frequencies that are programmed for a desired result. So it could be getting a job, it could be losing weight, whatever the case may be. And we all know anything works if you believe it. I'm not saying that you have to use it, but remember, we can use any tools to shift our inner state. And for, in my opinion, those morphic beats really do work. Not morphic beats, y'all. It's called morphic fields. And you can Google. You can Google on Google, you know, which morphic field you want to use. There's several out there nowadays. But yeah, that's what I did. And I must admit, I feel really good. I feel really good. But also at the same time, this is not being arrogant, I'm not surprised. And I think Neville Gardner talked about that before too. When you really get into that state and things start shifting, yes, you're going to be happy and grateful, but you're not shocked. You know why I'm not shocked? Because I went into my imagination. I went into my inner world and I shifted. I shifted from not working, looking for a job to somebody that was already employed with a job that she really absolutely loves. Okay. So I just wanted to come on and just share my real life story. Because I think sometimes people forget that some of us that do share on social media, we are human beings. We go through the same things that others go through. And I just wanted to be of encouragement to those that are trying to shift and are looking for a new job, or they want to get another job. And of course, it's not just about jobs too. If it's something else, go into your imagination, use a scene that feels unique to you and go to it over and over again. And I guarantee you, your inner guide or spirit, the universe, God, whatever title you want to put on it, is going to tell you what you need to do. You will get the inspired acts. Okay. So on that note, you know, I absolutely love you. I appreciate you. I'm grateful to my supporters over the years. And you know, I love you a long time, from this lifetime to the next. Peace.